Together all around from the Rohe, Lord, just to come and hear you speak this weekend to us personally. You know, Lord, we're just here wanting to fulfill our spot, wanting to make our calling reassured. And I know, Lord, you come to help us grow in your grace and your favor so that we can continue to press on towards the mark. Because I know, Lord, it's the evening time. This is when the bride just comes together, Lord. Just standing in that gap, Lord. You know, Lord, those wise men were led by the stars, Lord. And I know, Lord, the world's looking at it as a matariki thing. But we know by your scriptures, by your word, you wrote the first Bible in nature and in the sky, in the stars. So here we are, Lord. You instruct us, Lord, lead us, and let us all have a wonderful time, Lord, remembering you, the brothers to come, the brothers to speak with questions, everyone that's here gathered in your name, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that we can open our hearts to you this morning, Lord, knowing that you'll take care of us, Lord, all the way through, even for those who had to come, Lord. We just ask that you can grant them traveling mercies. We pray, Lord, that you can keep them strong, and as they come into the fold, Lord, here, we all just want to hear from you. So this morning, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Anoint us this morning, Lord, and for the weekend, Lord, blessed be your wonderful name, Lord. We give you all the praise, all the glory this morning, and we ask these things now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You make your face to shine on me and let my soul know very well. You lift me up, I'm cleansed and free, and let my soul know. And by the power of your hand, and in your heart of hearts I'll dwell, and let my soul know very well. Joy and strength each day I find, and let my soul know very well. Forgiveness be, I know is mine, and let my soul know. Oh, forgive one another in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Nice to see you. I know there's more to come. Praise God.
Inside of me, as I look into
one more time. Amen. It's all about Him this weekend. Amen. A heart of worship. Amen. Thanks for coming, everyone. It's all good to see you, fellas. Hello. Tangata whenua. Oh, tangata whenua, yeah? Because we believe in the same word. Amen. Praise God. Longing just to breathe something that's a word that will bless your heart. Oh, bring you more. For a song in itself is not what you have required. Search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to that heart of worship. And it's all about you. Yes, it's all about you.
About you. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Hooray! Thank you, Jesus. Praise his wonderful name. Amen. We just want to give a really warm welcome to all of our visiting brethren, especially if it's the first time that you've been in our whare here, and we just really want to welcome everybody in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And you know, we, as you can see, we're fairly flexible with our kaupapa. We got an itinerary, but you got to always place in there Māori time, and some of it's good and some of it's not so good, but you know, we just want to be able to be led by the Holy Spirit and all the things that we desire to say and do. Praise the Lord, Brother Ferdy, you got the naughty seats for being late. I wasn't going to say nothing, but I... Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Father, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Oh God, it's like that precious ointment that was poured out upon Aaron, run all over the body, right down to the paps of his feet. And that anointing, oh God, is your Holy Spirit. That anointing is the former and the latter rain falling together in the same season. It's quickening, oh God, that those that just come into the faith, and it's also preparing all of us for the harvest time. We're so thankful, Lord, that you are mindful of all of us. And our heart's desire, Lord, is to be able to utilize the resources that are amongst us so that, Lord, every one of us has an opportunity to edify the body in love. Thank you, Lord, and our gathering together is unto thee, Lord. As we were singing, the heart of worship is all about you, Lord. We just want to thank you for these things. Just see our brethren that are still traveling, Lord, safe along the roads. Energize us, Lord, for all that we have to fulfill and the things that we want to accomplish in these meetings by your grace. We give you all the praise and glory. I'm asking all of these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you, saints. You can have your seats. Praise the Lord. Now, I just wanted to, you know, we do have some of the brethren. I think Brother Stewart had said that, now up the front here, Sister Jenny, just in the naughty seats along here. Kimmy, you guys too, you. So we heard that Brother Stewart is running a bit late too. There was an accident that they had to bypass. So that's what I meant by a little bit of flexibility in how we're conducting things. And it being Matariki weekend, I know Brother Andy had said something about that in our conversations, and the a part of a theme in these meetings as well. I don't believe Matariki is, just a weekend. Oh, we're thankful that the government gave us a day off anyway. Hey, whether it's Matariki or Ply 80s, we'll take it. We'll take the day off. But I think sometimes people can be a little bit shy of a celebration, a time like that. Matariki is the sweet influences of Ply 80s. It's not nine stars, it's seven stars from a scriptural point of view, eh? And it says in the book of Job, chapter 38, how that it says, "Canst thou find the sweet influences of Pleiades?" You can't. And those sweet influences of Pleiades have actually affected our lives all the way through, whether we knew it or not. Even before we were called, the influences of those seven stars, the sweet influences of the Lord was always with us. He didn't just turn up on the scene when he called us. They were always there. He was leading us. He was guiding us into all truth. And then there were certain things that was happening in the season, and we wanted to be able to, commemorate some of these things, remember some of these things, just in our little bit of a introduction kōrero. Now, the one of the scriptures that come to mind is in the book of Genesis, chapter 1. I can't remember where the verse was, but it was speaking about the heavenly bodies were placed there for signs and seasons, and God never did anything, the prophet said, on earth until first he showed it in the heavens. When we see the effects of these things, we wanted to, like I said, incorporate some of these things in our gathering together. And I was thinking about how that Job was coming into a season where he was coming into a real place of maturity, where he was being let know what it was like to understand the heavenly bodies, where it wasn't just, the book of Job and all of his problems and all of the hard times that he had, but it was starting to break into areas of why he had those hard times and how he was going to come into a more perfect way. This is the thing for me is the bride is coming into a place of maturity now. We're living in the last days. We're in the days just before the rapture. So we've had seed planted within us, and the rain, which is the Holy Ghost, don't fall until the seed has been planted. And then the rain is the Holy Ghost that's falling on us to quicken the word for the season. So a part of this kaupapa is actually about the season that we are in. And I believe it's a season of maturity. It's a season for maturity because we've got to be able to be built up into a rapturing faith. Some more than the naughty seats because you fellows are late. I'm reminding each one as they're coming through. we just wanted to see some of these elements, because I remember even before I came to the Lord, I knew he was with me. Even before I understood about the things of the Lord, he was guiding and leading me. But our understanding was without a scriptural understanding. That's all it was, because we were tapped into a supernatural being when we planted our mata, when we were hunting, fishing. That was Matariki, or the sweet influences of Pleiades having an effect on all of these things. It was to do with our maramataka. I was watching my grandfather, and I was sharing this with the church, on how he lived a life where he was like Adam in his economy. He could command the winds. I watched him do that. He would whistle up the wind, Brother Freddie. He'd whistle up the wind when he needed a wind to the tree was leaning this way, he'd scarf it this way, and it'd sit back on the saw. He'd command the wind. He'd call the wind. And I'm thinking as a young fellow, what's he doing? And then when I seen that wind come, and then the strength of that wind blow this big tree over and over until, and the more strength he needed, the louder he whistled. And I'm thinking, man, my grandfather is Superman. And he didn't know the Lord. But that was what the sweet influences of Pleiades was all about. We would be able to know when was the best times to hunt, to fish, to eel, all of these things before we knew the Lord. When we come to know him, you know, we sometimes were bound down by legalities that we didn't need. It took away sometimes our liberty that we had, because now we got to formalize it. Now we got to dress flash, even when you didn't want to. I always thought the fellow that invented a tie should be hung up with it. I'm not saying anything, but I know that if we didn't maintain a standard, it would go out the door. And that's why I always try to keep that high standard, not because of fashion accessories. You know, that's why over in Asia, Brother Ben, you just so enjoy it, because they don't wear ties, because it's too hot to wear ties. And I love that. But anyway, a part of what Matariki is for us, or the sweet influences of Pleiades, was how that the Lord, through Orion, and this is understanding the mystery that was hidden in the first Bible. Because, you know, one of those stars, they got mighty names for them, but one of those stars, the first one was Paul. The seventh one was Brother Branham. And look at the influence that Brother Branham had on our lives and on who we are and on our understanding of the scripture. And it had such an effect on the bride of Jesus Christ throughout the world. So that is not just a something that came from America. That is something that came down from heavenly places, that was shown in the heavens, that had an effect on us, because the first message I ever heard was a revelation of the seven seals. I got the heavy artillery right off the bat. And God gave me a good understanding of it. Right there and then, I read that book. I said, this man is a prophet. And what sealed it for me was the next book I got was The Eagle Stir at Its Nest. And I'm saying, this man is also a hunter and a fisherman. I'm liking him even more. I was sealed. I was sealed. I was done. Because all of my training back in those days was to be able to receive these things, the sweet influences of Pleiades. But you know what? When you couldn't see where Pleiades was, Orion points to Pleiades. And Orion is another type of God in Morphe. Christ pointing us to them stars. Christ pointing us to the sweet influences. Because even as we understand, even in Revelation chapter 4, you see the mighty God sitting on the throne, right? And what happened? As he came down, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, the Lord does all three things as he's descending. So when he came down in Revelation chapter 5, you hear lion roar, God in Morphe. God expressing himself and his characteristics. And then you saw the bloody lamb, God in Morphe. Once again, God changing his mask to come as a lamb, to take away the sin of the world. And then we see the Lamb changing into a mighty angel by Revelation chapter 10. Once again, God in Morphe. So if God can change from a lamb to a mighty angel with an open book in his hand, and then the next changing of the form was us taking the book and eating the book, and the book not going anywhere else. The book, the word, is in the bride. And this is what we want to do during these meetings, is to liberate the book that is in the bride. We want to use all of the resources of what God is doing amongst us and for us until we can see the gifts, identify the gifts, utilize the gifts, because that is a part of what the sweet influences of Pleiades are all about. A part of it is because if you are speaking about Matariki or the sweet influences of Pleiades, you also have to have an understanding of Kaitiakitanga. And Kaitiakitanga is guardianship over the resources, right? Now, where's the resource now? Where is the open book now? It's in the bride. So then to be able to have access, because we are governors of God's economy, this is a part of Matariki. Kaitiakitanga is being responsible for the resources, knowing how to use the resources, knowing how to liberate the resources, knowing how to find the resources. Do trustees have to have that part of Kaitiakitanga where they know where the resources to pay the temple tax are? Do they have to know how to divide the bread and the fish to feed you all? That's what it is, isn't it? That's a part of Kaitiakitanga, or being governors of God's resources, being able to tap into those and use those resources to edify the body in love. That's what a part of those things are all about. And that's what this season is, because we need our children. We need our rangatahi. We want to tap into their resources. We want to be able to tap into the resources of the oldies of our rangatahi. Oh, gee, no, not. I already called them oldies last week, so that's not a surprise one. And that's what we're wanting to do. We're wanting to break down into those particular areas so that, you know, by the end of this this hui, we will be that much closer together, one. We'll be able to recognize different gifts because we're throwing some of the younger brothers under the bus. And then we're wanting to hear the I am present tense word coming from them, because those gifts have got to be on display so we can see, recognize what's there and utilize those gifts in the body. This is what these things are all about. Now, a lot of it will be in quite a informal setting, so that when we have sessions going on in here, they are interactive. And, you know, it's like the brothers that are leading out on any of the kaupapa, they can utilize any of the resources that are available, because that's what Matariki is all about, knowing how to utilize the resources. It's not just brothers are going to lead and then they start preaching for an hour and a half. Hey, just get a little soft tissue ready to, hey? But it's interactive, because we want to be able to have, at any stage, questions and answers. We want somebody that maybe don't quite understand it, put their hand up and say, oh, bro, can you explain that a little bit more? Can you take your time on that part? You can't do that in a service. So we want that interactiveness. We want to be able to try to break down barriers. We want to see a liberty of the Holy Spirit, and then you know that will really ask good, hard questions, Brendan. Ask good, hard ones. You know, make the minister sweat. He's got to tap into the innermost being. He's got to go where his notes won't carry him. He's got to come under, he's got to get rid of the face of a man and come under that eagle anointing. And these are the things we want to be able to liberate, the things that are actually within us, locked up, sealed. We don't want it to be an unwritten word, right? Because that's what the open book was all about. He said, write it not. Where was it hidden in the bride? And we want to, by God's grace, be able to draw out all the goodies. Hey, it's not a matter of you all coming up here and sucking everything out of the Shekinah Glory Tabernacle. No, we want to suck it all out of you guys. We want to send you guys back on empty. Amen. And we're full. Hey, and we'll be enjoying the blessings of what God is doing amongst us. Praise the Lord. So the first, the three groups we're going to be splitting up very shortly is the 18s and up. Now, can I see an indication of your hands and somebody that's quick at counting? Brother Jess, you do that with cows. Not calling you fellas cows at all. But if you can, if you, I'm talking some of the rangatahi from 18s and up. Can you put up your hands? And then we'll know where to allocate that group. Put them up a bit higher. One. Got those, brothers? Yes. Hey? You got it? So that is Brother Ferdy's got the first session. You sure have. You're still in the naughty corner. And then the 17 to 12s, can you put your hands up? And we'll have another count up there. That's probably the biggest group. Keep your hands up, please, so we can get numbers, so we can allocate your fellow's room. You got them? So you'll have to have the biggest room by the look of it. And remember, they'll be adding to that as the whānau keep arriving. And then the 11s down. Can you put your hands up? 11s down. 11s down. Put your hands up, please. There's a couple down here too. Eli, a couple of hands over here. Twenty-five as well, mate. Okay. So I'll leave it up to deacons where they're going to place them. Anything goes wrong, it's the deacons. Any problems, it's the deacons. So you fellows want that? Those for the 11s and under at the, yep, Sunday school. You all right? You got enough room out there? Okay, just enough room, and then your where are you boys going over the hall, and then the 18s and over, they can be out there in the office. There's an anointing out there for the 30. There's an anointing out there. Or out in the greenhouse, so you can do some growing. We'll get the seeds ready. We'll get the Whichever is thing, it's actually really warm out there. And then so the different brethren have got brothers that are with them. Their parents are here, and Brother Ben is leading on the responsibility of parenting, positional placing of our children in the body. That'll be what's happening here. The 18s plus with Brother Purdy, Brother Andy, Brother Tez. Okay, now that's good. And there'll be probably myself and Brother Stuart would be floating around. And that one is on, that's a courtship marriage vows. I didn't hear anybody go, yay, praise the Lord. And then 12 to 18, baptism of Holy Ghost, positional placing, gifts and callings in the body, unity of the gifts in the body. And that'll be with Eli, Siu, and Armand. Where was that again, Eli? Paul? And for the young ones, just out and round the back here, there's a door out this side that's in our in the Sunday school room. And that would be who's taking that one? Sharon, Maureen, Sister Chantel. Those would be out there. Yeah, anybody that wants to go into those areas, you're more than welcome. We'll break for afternoon tea at 2:30. That'll be 2:30 to, and that's just a quick break, and then back into those same areas with different brothers leading those different areas. Now, we also want there to be somewhere along the line combined. Everybody that's in that group, we want an item from you all for our worship service on the Saturday evening. It might be a testimonies, it might be a skit, it might be a worship song, but that has to come from those groups too, combined together. After the afternoon tea, the session here is positional placing unity in the body, going on to perfection, transition from the face of a man to eagle anointing. And that is Brother Stuart leading out, Brother Ben and Brother Adrian throwing the ball around. The second session for the 18. Oh, sorry. Parents that was here. 18s and up, multimedia traps, positional placing, gifts and callings in the body, unity of the gifts in the body, transition from face of men anointing to eagle anointing. Because that's a part of the theme, because we want to go from a part of Matariki is actually planning for the future, and that's your eagle anointing. Knowing what's coming ahead, that's your prophetic insight. That's another part that we want to be able to incorporate in these things as well. And you could even, go as far as in your group's planning on what we want to do as a follow-up after the meetings, eh? Because that's a part of what Matariki represents. It also represents getting together and having a feed. So I think that'll happen on quite a regular occasion, right? We want to fulfill all of those parts as well. And then the second section of 17 to 12. Hey, how come I got my name put in there? Oh, mate. Well, we got brother Ben and brother Aiden spreading around. It's been so long since they've been here, and we got to utilize that gift. So the 18 years and up, brother Andy is leading that one with brother Purdy and brother, not Ben, because you're having to take that 12 and 17 year old ones. Oh, and you got the service tonight. Praise the Lord. And then we'll discuss what's happening for the following day. We'll have dinner by, I think we're running probably half an hour late, are we? Oh, we're pretty much on time. And then we can sort out what's happening for the if we can run as close as possible to the times that are here, and we'll see what's happening after that. Any questions? That was so clear, Brother Andy. Parents, the adults, anybody that don't slot into one of those other groups, you're here. And let me just re-emphasize, because even the things that are happening here, interactive fellowship, and the ministers, it's like I'm saying, they got to know how to draw the goodies out of you. Topics are only a guideline. You know, we got to be also be able to be led by the Lord in a lot of these things. And I think if we can, how can I put it? If we can implement some of these things. Now, I want to say this, some of these topics are quite pastoral topics. So just remember, if it comes to anything that your pastor don't see it like that, stay with what your pastor said, or share it. Share that part of your understanding of those things, eh? And these were a lot of these topics were topics that we were discussing in the when we were getting together to organize these meetings. These were some of the topics that were popping up, and different topics that were being put on our chat when the brothers, you know, answered them. But praise the Lord. Any other questions? They can put in their hard drive. We have got a questions and answers session on Thursday afternoon. So any questions that you have floating around, I think Sister Marla put on the in the hall. Yeah, right. I you know, because I'm saying church hall, and they set up over there, which is our kai hall. But anyway, there's Sister Marla put on a board out there. Any questions, there's sticky paper, you can write your question out, slap it up on there. If you've got any questions for that session, make them hard ones, brethren. You know, because I want to be able to have the pleasure of getting that question, reading that out, and throwing that out to one of the brothers. This brother's got that one. Boom. That's just like watching one of these young fellas carrying a 180-pound boar out of the bush. I want to see those legs begin to shake a little. Any other questions? Brother, it's probably an idea to either be here or in the out here. It's actually quite comfortable. We got chairs sorted out in there, nice and warm in there. Probably the warmest place actually out in our greenhouse out there. Just choose anywhere. You got total liberty, Brother Andy. So that's the youth prayer meeting from 8 to 9, and Brother Andy will be leading that out for the morning. Any other questions? We will need you. Eli's got one. Hey? Yeah, and make sure it's fairly close to the mark on those ones too, because it's I know we're gonna be there. Just remember flexibility, and then just we want it to be nice, interactive fellowship together. All good. Any other questions? Excellent. Now I wonder if we could have our young ones come up and sing us our first item before we break up into our groups. I want you to sing that song. What's the name of the song? Sweet Influences. They're just having this for a part of our part of the theme. Amen. After the song, if we can give Brother Freddie the mic and he can just commit our whole meetings into the hands of the Lord. Amen.
Influence upon me that I know it's real. A connection from a realm somewhere in the unseen. It's an influence that's heavenly. It comes from above. It's Jesus, the great fountain of agape love.
The sweet influences.
Hooray!
Says of the seven stars, how friendly by your heart's blessing, the sweet influences goes from above. It gives me real conviction when I tend to stray.
Hooray!
It keeps me walking in the straight and narrow when friends around me try to shake from my bed. I'm left friends by even then I fell in this.
Hooray!
The sweet influences of Jesus Christ. The sweet influences of the seven stars. How firmly by Orion's bands again is love. The sweet influences flow from above.
See a world of people of holy watching. It's ever their influence comes from the cross. I think you've been holy again the glory.
Hooray!
The Lord of Jesus has called me a boy.
Sweet influences. Hooray!
Sweet influences.
Fish. Hooray! Sweet. Hooray! Sweet. Amen. Let's stand and sing that chorus together with the moment. The sweet influences of Jesus Christ. The sweet influences of Jesus Christ. Help firmly in dying span, secure in his love. One more time. The sweet influences of Jesus Christ. The sweet influences of heaven's coming. Held firmly by all arms, transcendent in his love. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Ready? Can we just pray? Loving Father, we are so thankful this hour that we can approach thy throne of mercy. We thank you for the access that we have. We're so glad that you hear us because that middle wall has been broken down and we have free access. We are no longer strangers, but we are fellow citizens with the saints. So we thank you for this time that we're going to spend together, Lord, all the efforts, the planning that went into it. We ask that you will just come and, Lord, bless it, because it's all for one purpose, for the edification of the body, for one purpose, that togetherness, that's what we long for. So we pray this hour, Lord, that Psalm 133 might be a manifestation today. As brethren, sisters dwell together in unity, may you come down in a very special way, and might we hear again, Lord, like it happened in the book of Acts, that suddenly there came a sound from heaven, because your people are in one accord. So bless your people this afternoon as they gather groups and what topics they're going to be speaking on in the ministry of the word. We entrust everything into your hands, Father, and we pray that it might be a glorious, wonderful time of fellowship together with one another around your precious word. We give thanks and praise unto thee in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sir Freddie just reminded me, actually, one of those other elements of Matariki is Whanaungatanga. And Whanaungatanga is our unity in Christ. Our tying together, utilizing all of the links and the resources, as our pastor was saying, the middle wall of partition has been broken down so we can have fellowship together by God's grace. Amen. So, little fellas up to 11. You want to go out that door, Eli? Out that door and just around the side here? The 12 to 18, where, Eli? Over at the hall, eh? Over at the 17 to 12, and the 18's up, you office or at by the thing? out to the greenhouse there. And everybody else, right here. And then anybody that's here will just try to come in on an area over